Big question is, where were you on October, let's see, October, so what is it, October, let me get the right date here for John Leonodakis. The day the World Series stopped, where were you the day that the earthquake happened at San Francisco? And John Leonodakis joins us. John is a filmmaker and a wonderful man. We had him on last year with Not Exactly Cooperstown, and John has come out with a wonderful documentary about the day the World Series stopped, and it's going to be shown in San Francisco. And John, we wanted to get you on this morning and talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty, and good morning to all those great Giants fans out there.
Yeah, we've got quite a week ahead of us here with all the scenarios with Pittsburgh and St. Louis and where that game is going to be played. So should be pretty interesting. But your film, many years in the making, and you were a firsthand participant during the earthquake, and it's a great documentary, and it's going to be shown in San Francisco. So I'd love for you to give it a little publicity and where people can see it, because obviously we are heading into October, and it brings back a lot of unhappy memories, but it is a baseball memory.
It is indeed. The film will have its world premiere on October 14th in San Francisco. It's free to the public at the San Francisco Main Library at 100 Larkin Street. And we're going to have subsequent screenings at the San Mateo Libraries, October 15th through the 21st at San Carlos, Pacifica Sharp Park Library, Atherton, Foster City, and Belmont. And all those screening information is available on the film's website, dayworldseriesstopped.com.
Wow. So the big question is that you ask in the beginning of your letter that you sent to me, where were you on October 17th, 1989 at 5.04 p.m., I was there with you, and being in the middle of that and almost surreal listening to the rumbling going through the stadium, you were there, and what was really the big motivation? How did this film come about? Because you've done a lot of great work in your career. This is not just something you just started. Where did all this come about, and how does the film take place?
Well, I was a film major in college, and we were taught that anytime you're going to go to a big event, make sure you've got plenty of cameras to document your experience, because you never know what's going to happen. On top of that, I've been a huge Giants fan since 1964, even though I moved to Los Angeles in 1976. I've always rooted for the orange and black. And, of course, they made their first World Series in 27 years. I was only 4 years old in 62, so I said, I've got to be there. My brother Tim was great. He got some tickets for us. So I brought my still camera, and my dad had a VHS camcorder, a really nice one. Those things went for $800 back in 1989.
Yes, I remember it well.
And so I was loaded up. I said, let's document this once-in-a-lifetime experience. And we got out there about 4:15, and it was a beautiful day, as you'll recall, Indian summer weather, typical for San Francisco, and started interviewing people in the parking lot, just sort of capturing the pageantry and the color of the moment. And, of course, everything took a big left turn once we got inside the stadium at 5:15. I didn't have my video camera with me inside because I didn't think they'd let me bring it in, but I did have my still camera, and I took a lot of photographs moments after the quake struck. And from my seat, I took panorama photographs and stitched them all together. To my knowledge, they're the only panoramas taken inside the stadium moments after the quake.
Wow. John, where can one find this? I know there's a lot of publicity about it online. Where would one find some more that they could look at and read about?
The film has a website. We just got it up the other day. We're continuing to populate it with content. But it is www.dayworldseriesstopped.com. We've got our screening information up there for everybody so folks can know where the film will be playing and when and so forth. And I'll be there at all of the screenings to present. We'll do Q&A afterwards, and we'll be selling copies of the DVD after the screenings as well, kind of like a little book signing thing.
So what was your goal, really, in making this documentary? Because it has many memories and different people and the tragedy that went on and the marina and the bridge collapsing and the Cypress and all that. But what was your goal? Because you're in a baseball mode here. What did you want to show in this documentary?
I wanted to show a few things. Most importantly, I think that oral histories are very important to our culture. And this type of historical documentation of an eyewitness experience, I think, has value, not only just now, a quarter century later, but 100 years from now. So that was the important thing. And then the other thing is, I think a lot of people weren't born yet back then, or they were very small, or they maybe forget just the enormity and the scale of this event, how incredibly traumatic. This was our 1906 earthquake in 1989. And revisiting that, it reminded me what a shock and what a jolt it was. But most importantly was how people came together in the city and in the Bay Area. This community really banded together and pulled itself up out of the ashes. They found hope, and they helped rebuild their communities and their lives. And that's a huge story, and it can never be forgotten, not to mention the 63 souls who lost their lives that day.
What was it like inside the stadium for you? I mean, if anyone who was there, we have our own personal feelings about it. What did you feel?
When the earthquake hit, I was in line to buy a hot dog. And as soon as it shook, I looked for a place to run and hide, but there was nowhere to go because it was absolutely clogged with people coming into the game. The game was only 25 minutes away. And so I looked above me, and the giant upper rim of the stadium was above me. And I said, man, if that thing comes down, it is all over. So luckily, that didn't happen. I went back to my seat, and there was a lot of confusion. Some people felt like, hey, this is just another earthquake. Let's get on with the business of the World Series. Let's get going. We even heard a chant, let's play ball, let's play ball. But officials collected on the field. There were cops everywhere. Confusion and chaos kind of reigned. And everybody looked at each other like, what the heck's going on? People were listening to what was happening on their transistor radios. That was social media of the day back then when you're inside the stadium. People were passing the news person to person from what they could gather on the radios. And it was a very confusing time. And all the excitement of the World Series kind of got sucked out of it. And people were like, this is a different situation. We're involved now.
Yeah, I didn't go back. I could have gone back to when it was resumed. I just didn't want to go back. I gave my tickets away at the Hall of Justice to some of the clerks in Room 201. I remember Rich Bowles. I think I gave it to him. Hey, John Leonidakis is here. The movie is, of course, done by him the day the World Series stopped. John, tell us slowly again where the screenings are and where people can see it.
They can see it on Tuesday, October the 14th at 6 o'clock p.m., San Francisco Main Library in the Corrett Auditorium, which is a beautiful facility, state-of-the-art. And that'll start at 6 o'clock, and that's at 100 Larkin Street. On Wednesday the 15th, we'll be at San Carlos, at the San Carlos Library. Thursday, October 16th, at the Pacifica Sharp Park Library. Friday, we'll be in Atherton on the 17th. And Saturday the 18th in Foster City, and on Tuesday the 21st, our little mini tour wraps up at the Belmont Library in Belmont.
What are the plans beyond the Bay Area for this? And how long is it in minutes?
It's 43 minutes long. And the next screening beyond the Bay Area will be November 7th in Los Angeles. That'll be the Southland premiere at the South Pasadena Library, again, open and available, free to the public. And then after that, it hits the film festival circuit, and I'm hoping to get it qualified for the Academy Awards.
Wow, terrific. John, thanks for being with us as always. We had you on last year with Not Exactly Cooperstown.
Yes.
That was good. I think Tom O'Doul went down there this year for some induction, I think, of Lefty, wasn't it?
That was the year before last.
Ah, okay.
And it's worth noting that the Lefty O'Doul chapter of Sabre in San Francisco is co-hosting the San Francisco screening on the 14th.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Hey, John, thank you so much. Always a good friend of the show. And I know your work is first class. You've got a lot of credits within the film industry, and I'm looking forward to seeing this one.
Marty, I hope to see you out there, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right, that's John Leonidakis, and the film is, as John said, the website is dayworldseriesstopped.com, dayworldseriesstopped.com. He's also on Facebook, The Day the World Series Stopped, and that is the name of the documentary, and it will be beginning this Tuesday, October 14th, at the Corrett Auditorium, 100 Larkin Street in San Francisco. All right.